Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, said that there is need for continued investment in Anganwadi centers to ensure comprehensive development for young children, particularly in rural and remote regions. She said this after visiting an Anganwadi center in Upper Subansiri district of Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. She said that early childhood care, nutrition and education are very important in building a strong foundation for the children. She called for collaboration and collective action to address the challenges faced by women and children in the region and to ensure holistic development for all sections of society. The Union Minister is on a three-day tour to Arunachal Pradesh, which will end today. Today is the last day to withdraw the nomination for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election. A total of 719 candidates are in the fray. The most number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates is on Patal Nagar and Kasturba Nagar. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on the 8th. The National Cadet Corps, NCC, Combined Annual Training Camp concluded on Saturday last at Assam Rifles Camp in Wokha, Nagaland. Defence sources said the camp was attended by 300 cadets and training staff from different districts of the state. During the 10-day mandatory training event for the cadets, a large number of grueling daily training was imparted. The cadets underwent physical fitness training, marching, weapon training, live firing. In addition, a number of individual and team competitions were also conducted. The cadets paid tributes to the freedom fighters through case studies. 4 cadets received award for their sharp shooting skills. Based on overall performance during the camp, Bhagat Company was adjudged as champion company for the camp. The 2-day quinquennial conference of the Angami Baptist Church Council, ABCC, concluded last night at Kucheje, Kohima local ground, with thousands attending the services. Addressing the Sunday morning service, the executive director of ABCC, Reverend Dr. Ratsali Vihinyo, urged the congregation to declare God's glory through faith and practice, emphasizing that these must go hand in hand. NBCC General Secretary Reverend Dr. Zelhu Kehio remarked that the church faces a choice to die as a result of resisting change or to humble itself, die in Christ and live. Highlights of the program included congregational prayers for Angami leaders including legislators, scripture reading and special songs. India scripted history in inaugural edition of Khokho World Cup as both men's and women's teams were crowned as the world champions last night. Both teams defeated Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. The Indian women team secured a commanding victory with a score of 78-40 against Nepal women's team in the final match of the World Cup 2025. In the men's final match, India defeated Nepal by 54-36 at the same venue. Speaking after the match, Indian women's team coach Sumit Bhatia said, "Nepal women's team gave a good fight, but Indian women's strategies helped them to secure this victory." And Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian men and women's team on winning the first ever Khokho World Cup. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the historic victory of the women's team is a result of their unparalleled skill, determination and teamwork. Mr. Modi said this triumph has brought more spotlight to one of India's oldest traditional sports, inspiring countless young athletes across the nation. In another post, Mr. Modi said he is incredibly proud of Indian men's Khokho team for winning the Khokho World Cup title. The Prime Minister said that the victory of the men's team will contribute to further popularizing Khokho among the youth. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.